Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. Last week, I was with a friend in a bus for a journey, and his laptop bag was beside me. And during the course of a less than 2 hour trip, he told me nothing less than 5 times that I should beware that it is his laptop bag that is beside me and I should handle it with care. He didn't have to tell me that the laptop meant so much to him. His actions already showed that. On this episode of the podcast, we are talking about how priceless the relationship we have with God is and how that should influence our actions. The good news that you and I believe came at a price, and while we did not have to pay for it, it does not diminish the value. It only means that what Jesus did is priceless, and it is not just enough to mentally assent to the fact that the gift that Jesus has given to us in salvation is priceless. It must show in our actions, like it showed in the actions of my friend. If something is priceless, there is a way to treat it. There is a way you treat it that people can tell, people around you can know that this thing means a lot to you. If your relationship with God is priceless, it should show in the way that you treat your relationship with God. It should show in the way that you are invested in knowing God and knowing His word. Relationship with God is not run on vibes. It is not run on your mood. It is run by a deep sense of commitment and gratitude to God. Because without His help, you would not have that relationship in the first place. Yes, relationship with God requires discipline. Obedience will be costly, but it is actually something that you get to do. It is a privilege you get to have. You know how you have some problems, and you tell yourself that it is even a sign of growth that you get to face problems like this. It means that you have experienced so much progress that whatever you have as an obstacle can even be your experience in the first place. If you are not conscious of the gift that you have, it is easy to lose value for it. Maybe God has given you an instruction that feels very, very difficult to obey. But I want you to understand that it is even a privilege that you get to hear God give you instructions in the first place. We are humans, and it is natural that we sometimes get used to things and stop seeing them as a big deal. But we then have to remind ourselves of the things that are a big deal, because whether or not we have gotten used to it, it still remains a big deal. In fact, if we get too used to the access that we have to God and God's blessing even in general, it is very, very possible that we become ingrate, become people that are not grateful for the opportunities and the privileges that we have, forgetting that we sometimes did not have this privilege. We sometimes lived life without access to God. This is one thing that Paul does a lot in the epistles, where he starts talking to a church and then he reminds them of the fact that they were not always believers. They did not always have relationship with God. There was a time that they were sinners. There was a time that they were lost. They had not always had what they now have. And how that we have God to thank for His infinite mercy and infinite love and grace that He has extended to us. Because what we now enjoy has not always been, this has not always been our reality. And so that is a consciousness that should inspire gratitude in us at every point, but also make us committed to our relationship with God. This is a privilege. This is priceless. And no matter how long we enjoy this, it does not make it of less value. The Creator of all things has made it possible for you to have relationship with Him, for you to speak to Him, for you to know about Him and hear Him. Yes, it will not always be easy. It would demand that you make sacrifices at various points. But you must never get so busy with the responsibilities that you forget that this relationship in the first place is a privilege. This relationship is made available to you on the basis of God's love. Like the woman who poured perfume on the feet of Jesus in the house of the Pharisees where he was eating. you have been forgiven much, you have been loved much, and it should show in your response that you truly know this. So as you go through this week and every day of your life, I want you to remember that you have been loved much, and relationship with God is something more than good, and your actions should prove it. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Good Old God Podcast. I hope that you learned it in total and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.